Hello everyone, welcome to the second season of the Front End Planning Guru. I am Liam and with me today is Dr. Gibson with 40 years of experience in the industry and 30 years of research in front end planning. He's our guru today. Dr. Gibson, welcome back.
Hi Liam, good to be back for the second season. I'm really glad we weren't canceled after last season.
Me too. So in today's episode, we're going to delve into the realm of the renovation projects. We do have PDRI tools that cover this space. Now, I want to ask you, Dr. Gibson, what are the main FEP challenges and mistakes that are made in this sort of projects?
Yeah, thanks. This is a really interesting subject. I was involved as a principal investigator on a research project about this 10 years or so ago. And so I want to step back and give you a little bit of background first. I think, the first thing is, what is a renovation project and why is it important? And when you start thinking about renovation projects, many times you think, well, it's like renovating, my dining room or my kitchen in my house. And that certainly is an example of a renovation project, but a renovation project can be hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, it can be a large manufacturing facility, it can be a large highway or railway or whatever, and it can be very small. What we found was that renovation projects have some unique characteristics that cause us to have to do some additional things or things that need to be done during that front-end planning process. When we did our study 10 years or so ago, what we found from the sample of Construction Industry Institute members was that about 70%, and these were all owner organizations, major manufacturing companies, and so on, about 70% of their projects by number were renovations. About 30% of their projects by dollar volume were renovations. So the projects by and large are smaller, even though that's not always the case. And basically they come in many different flavors, from just a few trades involved to very complicated, almost as complicated or more so than a typical greenfield, new construction project. And so so that kind of gives us some basis of what we're talking about here. And if we take a look at those types of projects, there are several mistakes that can be made, and I'll kind of give those mistakes in terms of how those things happen. First of all, if we decide we're going to do a renovation and we don't get our key stakeholders involved, and those stakeholders would be people who actually live in the facility or operate the facility, then that's a mistake, because generally, if they're not involved in the front-end planning process, we miss things that are going on. It's kind of like renovating your kitchen. If you have a spouse, you would not want to renovate your kitchen without getting your spouse involved in making decisions. And yet we see that happening a lot of times with renovations, right? A second thing is, we look at it and go, well, this is a small project, so therefore we probably don't need to do front-end planning, because we can just kind of force our way through it. And what we found was that was a huge red flag of a problem renovation project. We found that that many times people don't do enough front-end planning and adequate scope definition. And one of the real problems with these types of projects is understanding what you're getting yourself into, because many times it's hidden behind walls or under floors, because we're renovating, or it's, whatever we're renovating has been renovated 10 times before. And so all the data on where things are and what's been done, we don't have it. We don't have the as existing, as built conditions. We sometimes think that we can do this without really understanding the labor implications, of what happens, because usually it's a specialized workforce that does a lot of the renovations, or at least it can be in some cases. And in some markets, they just aren't available. And so we can spend what should have been a few weeks and take a few months because of labor forecast. We have to provide leadership as we go through and with this, because The leadership is really important because usually there are a lot of things that we have to logistically coordinate between existing operations and moving people out and, you know, getting contractors and materials into the site. And then the last mistake that we saw a lot was really trying to use a tried and true execution approach that we've always used and not thinking a different way with these types of projects. For instance, sometimes our company only uses like a lump sum bidded process, and in some certain circumstances that's overkill, or it doesn't, the general contractor doesn't understand the site very well. And so we see a lot of owners who've gone to really what's called a multiple prime approach, and they just hire the different trade contractors to come in and do the different components, and they act as the general contractor. So choosing the wrong execution strategy can cause you problems. So there are a lot of things we can do that really get ourselves into trouble with these types of projects.
Well, I see that. As you're speaking about this, you know, there are several dimensions to these projects that we need to address. And with a third of, you know, the construction projects being renovations, I'm pretty sure there are some sort of examples out there that will highlight how big some of these mistakes can be. So can you give us an example of a renovation project that failed as a result of FEP mistakes?
You know, we looked at a lot of projects. We looked at about 25 case studies, you know, which were worth over about almost $1.5 billion. We also engaged about $40 billion worth of projects in terms of large-scale shutdown turnarounds at existing plants. And what we found was that usually, you know, specific examples would be where we treated a renovation project as a small project. It wasn't important, and yet when we got into it, it shut the whole facility down, right? Because of something that we did, perhaps we knocked the power out as we were doing this project or so on and so forth. We saw a number of efforts, particularly what we call shutdown turnarounds, where a manufacturing facility goes down for maintenance activities and also small or capital projects. And we found in some of those situations where perhaps it was a shutdown turnaround period of 30 days, and each day of non-operations might have been $1 or $2 million per day or even higher. You know, we're talking a refinery or a power plant. And because materials weren't available, because labor was not available, those shutdown turnarounds, and they weren't planned very well, by the way, those shutdown turnarounds lasted 30 plus extra days, you know, 60 days or 90 days. And they cost the owner company, you know, upwards to $100 million just by not being able to use the facility the way it's set up. So there are some really unique things about renovation projects, and we have to treat them kind of as a special case. And what we found was that front-end planning in some cases was even more important in those types of projects.
Exactly. For me, at least, always I thought that, you know, building something from scratch is always the trickiest thing, and renovation should just be the easiest thing. But then the more we speak about this, then for me at least, I'm starting to realize that, yeah, renovations are, they can be very, very tricky, and we need to have our wits about us. Yes. But thank you, Dr. Gibson, for sharing this with us. We'll have you with us in the future episodes and talks. And thank you for tuning into our podcast. If you have any suggestions or feedback, please connect with us. This is Liam from the Frontend Planning Guru at ASU. Have a lovely day.